Who has gone down in history as the solver of insulin?
I hope nobody has. Well, I mean, I would say, I mean, if the statement Dorothy Hodgkin solved insulin, it doesn't worry me, because for Dorothy Hodgkin, you have a laboratory. I mean, she would always stand up and say, you know, that, and she'd list names. It'd be mostly those four, but she would also include Margaret Adams and Marjorie Harding, as would I.
Mm.
But the people who were involved in that last year and a bit were the names I've given you, as Tom, Fijian, Eleanor and me. But there was irreplaceable support from Ted Baker, Margaret Adams, Marjorie Harding and other names. And it was a real privilege to work with her. She was, I think, the most perceptive, intelligent person I've ever met. And I've met a few, I must say, and I could never get over the swiftness with Dorothy picked up both technical crystallographies and anxieties I had, which might be about the data or somebody in the lab or something. She was so quick. She could read my face, which was embarrassing sometimes. But I mean, I got on very well. I have enormous respect for Dorothy. I go well beyond respect. Great person. And I, you know, compared to David Phillips, who was a formidable man, she had such an ability to get into your essence and you feel completely relaxed and completely honest. Now, you'd cover things up for David because you didn't think he needed to know everything. Dorothy, the whole thing was on the table, and that's one of the reasons why she's a good scientist. There was no fooling around. So you could say things are going terribly. You know, nothing's working. You know, this group is... Now, David would look worried and serious, but Dorothy said, oh, well, she said, you better try some other ideas. I mean, she was never, ever flat. And I think that's quite remarkable. Because I mean, I'm in a position where I can be flapped. But I mean, that whole episode of insulin, she never undermined our confidence by any evidence of anxiety or despair. And that's crazy. That's incredible. And that's why I have no difficulty in saying what Dorothy did together. She set up a group, and we were, in a sense, the experiment. Now, I was on longer than... I wasn't on as long as Eleanor. I had a profile of skills that nobody else had. I mean, most people were specialists. Now, I finished up completely abandoning computing because Eleanor did that. It seemed to me no point me doing something that she was extremely good at. And I just thought it was efficient. So I had no computing skills, but I did have a breadth of things that the others didn't quite have. But I wouldn't have said I solved insulin, actually, though I think I was probably quite important in it. I would give Dorothy just as much credit as me. I mean, on those early Pattersons, I mean, she was there with us, and it was solving them that was crucial. And I don't know how you say somebody solved insulin. I really don't. Protein structure, electron density, and how these two aspects of crystallography come together was as good as anybody, certainly as good as mine. And she built that model with me. I mean, brutally, Fijian didn't do a thing. He walked around he walked around the room talking, and they said, saying, you know, we have got 24 residues out of 50, keeping all the score where we were. But, I mean, Dorothy and I worked on that. And, you know, if solving the structure was translating electron density into structure, then we solved it together. And I wouldn't have said her part was less than mine for a moment.
Right.
I think if you say solving a structure is to keep the integrity of the scientific effort going, then she solved the structure. And I didn't have a great part in that. I wasn't raising the money. I think I was very useful to her in keeping the experimental side up and running well. But that was just a job I was employed to do, and it was a lovely job, but it just was a job. And I just happened to be in place, like Banting and Best. Best was in place. I can claim no credit for running equipment. Other people could have done that. So I think I was important, but I wouldn't have said I sold insulin. I would argue with somebody who said that.
Right, that's fine.
And I don't think Dorothy's position should be underrolled and undervalued. And if somebody wants to take that up with me, I'd be very happy to explain why I think what I think. I think from the outside, I was more obvious. And I was there all the time and I talked too much. I was obviously an identifiable insulin figure. When the structure came out, you can imagine the world was on our doorstep. So there was a lot of travelling. And curiously, it was the insulin was discovered in used in 1921, so we're very near this famous 50th anniversary. So we got inundated with requests for papers, and it was a very exciting time.